As the news from the summit in Singapore ricocheted around the globe, something unusual happened back in the DPRK. That's North Korea's official name, by the way, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. The state-controlled news media there actually reported the news. Sung Yoon Lee is a professor at the Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy at Tufts University. Professor Lee, how unusual is it for North Korea to cover events like this within hours of them happening?
I believe it's unprecedented, and it shows the enthusiasm on the part of the North Korean leader and the entire structure of the North Korean government. The leader will come across within North Korea itself as a global statesman who has tamed the leader of the mighty United States, meeting President Trump on an equal basis in a snazzy cosmopolitan city-state in Singapore. More importantly, getting the U.S. president to travel this long distance to meet with a great leader. So they are celebrating, the North Koreans, a propaganda victory.
Yeah, I mean, usually events are filtered for days through the North Korean propaganda machine. I'm looking at a photo of President Trump and Kim Jong-un. They're shaking hands as they meet for the first time. In the backdrop are North Korean and U.S. flags side by side. Is that the type of image we might be seeing in a North Korean newspaper today or on their state TV?
Oh, I'm sure. And it does make for a compelling optic to have the North Korean leader shake hands with and sit right next to the U.S. president. It's a good day for North Korea.
Now, after his meeting with Kim, President Trump pledged to end joint U.S.-South Korea military exercises in the region.
We will be stopping the war games, which will save us a tremendous amount of money, unless and until we see the future negotiation is not going along like it should.
Now, Professor Lee, from my understanding, that pledge came from Trump alone, although some reports suggest Secretary of Defense Mattis knew Trump was considering canceling the war games. It wasn't a joint statement, though, between South Korea and the U.S. Is a move like that just more fodder for the North Korean propaganda machine?
For President Trump to unleash this to the world during the press conference, something that is not contained in the very pithy, bare-bones structure joint statement, and there's nothing new in there whatsoever, makes one wonder, what else is there? What other surprises are coming our way? What other concessions did President Trump make to the North Korean leader? Mm. These defensive exercises have been going on since 1976, and what has President Trump gained in return for this considerable concession to North Korea? As far as I can tell for now, nothing.
It doesn't sound like you're really encouraged by Singapore.
Oh, I'm very encouraged that North Korea will continue to march down the nuclear path and will be able to boondoggle the world through an elaborate process of lining up the leaders of the world's biggest powers for a series of summit meetings. This is the process through which the funny-looking, weird-looking, ruthless rocket man comes to be accepted as a trustworthy global statesman. And this is not just about PR, because that ensures that the North Korean will be able to call the tunes. And even if he is found to be in blatant violation of any agreement that Trump has endorsed, what's Trump going to do? Walk away from a deal that he himself has endorsed? That would be very difficult, because unlike the Iran deal, which was negotiated, as we know, by his predecessor, Trump will find it politically difficult to admit that he was fooled, that he was played, and to scuttle a deal that he himself has endorsed. So, victory, a glorious victory for the DPRK in Singapore.
Sung Yoon Lee, he's a professor of Korean studies at Tufts University, just down the road from us. Professor Lee, thank you.
Thank you.